couple things that I strongly feel belong in New England clam chowder, and someday we'll talk about that. Or if you want to talk about it now, we can, but garlic is not one of them.
For me, the standard was, since I live on the West Coast, you know, and the West Coast versus the East Coast, but Spanger's in Berkeley, you know, big family-style restaurant that was open probably in the 40s. It's unfortunately not there anymore. But I would eat one thing there, clam chowder.
Right.
And
white,
I don't know.
White clam chowder.
I never really thought about how it was made. I wasn't going to make it at home. I was going to go to Spanger's in Berkeley.
But it was white, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That that brothy Manhattan clam chowder?
Yeah.
Not for me.
Okay.
Not a great fan of it.
Okay. Eating is a very subjective thing, isn't it, Alan?
I totally agree.
Okay.
And you can't dispute that it's subjective. No. So the phone number today is 201-209-9368. I'll take a minute to do what I'm mandated to do by law. You are listening to WFMU at 91.1 FM. WFMU East Orange in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online. Yes, there's a radio in your computer. Did you know that? We're online at WFMU.org. And we have a comments board. You're more than welcome to suggest something for me to talk about or complain. Although I am chagrined by the comments about the plastic on top of the bread pudding, I'm going to look into that. If it is something that I shouldn't be doing, I definitely don't want to do it. I just have to figure out an alternative that's airtight. Other than that, I did have two thoughts when the guy was talking about the toasting of the rice in the pan. And we have a caller. You're on the air. What?
Hello, Alan.
What do you have to enthrall me with?
Well, I wanted to say I also love my rice cooker. Would not want to be without it.
Isn't it amazing?
It's a total game changer. And if I had to give away many things, that would not be one of them.
That's the one kitchen appliance, yeah. I never see at a garage sale because everyone loves them.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Okay, I was wondering, I think you asked for new subjects, and I just used the air fryer that's in our new oven for the first time while I was listening to your show, and I thought, I don't know if you have any experience with air fryers, but I'm sure some in the audience have experience, and I would love it if next week we could talk about air fryers.
I'm writing that down for next week because you know what air frying to me is?
What?
Necromancy. I don't know how it works. When I was in the restaurant business,
yeah.
When I was in the restaurant business and I was first starting out, the chef would say, oh, I want you to go down the street to the other guy's restaurant and ask him if you can borrow the chicken boning machine, right? So he sent me down the street to borrow the chicken boning machine,
okay.
Right? And the guy gave me like a backpack with like four number 10 cans of sauerkraut in it. And he said, here you go, bring it back. And he brought it back. And everyone started cracking up because I was a boob because there's no such thing as a chicken boning machine. And that's the way I feel about air frying. I don't know. How can you fry in air? You need fat to fry.
I don't know.
There's no fat in an air fryer, right?
Say it again. There's what?
Is there like a secret reservoir that you fill up with oil?
No. Okay. I just did it in the oven. It's the first time I used the oven. We just got it the other day.
Are you saying your oven in your house has an air frying button?
Yes. It's kind of, you know, it's a little bit fancy. It's new and whatever. We used our American Express points to buy it. It was more expensive than we normally would have paid.
Okay. Now
this is the last one for life. This is the last oven we'll ever buy.
Okay. And what did you successfully air fry?
Green beans, fresh green beans, which I parboiled first.
you parboiled them in salted water.
Yes.
And then you cooled them in, refreshed them in cold water.
I didn't do that.
Okay.
The recipe said, yeah, you don't really have to do that.
So okay, so after they were boiled, they went into a bowl and got coated with fat.
Well, no.
Okay.
While they were in the sieve, when I drained the water, I shook the water out as much as possible, a lot, and then I took very little, I want to say a teaspoon at most of olive oil, and then a bunch of salt and pepper, and then I just spread them out on this kind of basket thing that came with the oven, and they went in there, and they were in there for, I don't know, it didn't take any less time. I mean, I usually just bake, you know, green beans. I just really like them roasted or whatever. And so I thought, oh, you know, my daughter's really into the air frying. Let me give it a try. There was nothing spectacular about it. So I want somebody to call in next week.
Oh, you want someone to tell you
air frying is better than roasting.
You want someone to rationalize the purchase of your air fryer.
No. Well, I didn't even know there was an air fryer in this thing until it came. It's a induction stove, so that was kind of the main draw.
You got your wish. We're doing an air frying expose next week when you visit me at Is It Soup Yet? Again, my name's Alan Harding. This is It Soup Yet? Comments board, ideas for shows. Take care. Brush your hair. Stand tall. Thank you. 4 level tablespoons of ball and Memphis guitar now. Carnell Dupree from Fort Worth, Texas on the guitar. Oh,
Good evening, Starseed. This is the Music of Mind Control. My name is Micah, here with you every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Little journey that we take into the realm of new religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical, inspired persuasion, and the sounds that come out of them. We just heard one of the fantastic ragas that has come out of the cult of Sahaja Yoga. Performed for the benefit of Her Divine Holiness, Nirmala Srivastava, or Sri Mataji Nirmali Devi, the Reverend Immaculate Mother, who came here into the West in the year 1970 to teach the Occidentals the art of anal kundalini, the serpentine divine energy coiled at the base of the spine that, when stimulated, will uncoil and allow for a heightened state of consciousness. Sahaja Yoga is considered a cult of personality. Dangerous by some standards. But man, do they know how to make a good raga. Gonna go over to Scotland in the early 70s and visit the Findhorn community now and hear from the new troubadours who at that time very much the musical voice of Findhorn. David Spangler was one of these Western mystics who was heavily inspired by Alice Bailey, the theosophist, who channeled a Tibetan ascended master named Jawal Kul and essentially developed the whole idea of about the new age that we were going as that we were essentially going to become much more holistic individuals as the Buddha Maitreya would return and create paradise on earth, which we're still waiting for, and honestly I don't think it'll ever happen the rate things are going. So these people took it very literally in the 1960s, obviously. And one thing that's pretty amazing about Findhorn, Eileen Caddy and friends essentially found themselves in a marsh-like territory, unarable, is that the right word, inarable region of Scotland, just muddy peat moss everywhere. And they started communing with nature devas, spirits. And all of a sudden they created like an Eden-like garden paradise and turned it into a sanctuary for new religious thought, new spirituality, and communing with nature spirits. New troubadours, David Spangler joined them and started the new troubadours, mostly released very hard to find cassettes. New age folk music predicated on the whole idea of nature as a sentient form of energy, holistic consciousness, and so forth. I want to play a couple of tracks from 1974 release Winds of Birth, and I'll be right back.
Thank you. from the seeds of man. I want to know. Listen, listen, humanity, what kind of world is your destiny? Is it a world of love and peace, or a world where a man is a memory? Shatter your cold and wintry shell, reach for the sun and grasp it well. Let the light without find the light within. From the seeds of man, new worlds begin. One world, one life, one destiny, a cosmic seed of infinity.
From Findhorn Community in Scotland, 1974, David Spangler and the New Troubadours, Earthseed and the River. We're going to now leave the world of dancing elves and nature spirits and folky hobbit prog and enter the world of putrid carnage and human frailty. and visit our friends at The Way International, a Christian-based cult centered in, I forget where, Cincinnati, I think, no, somewhere in Ohio. Victor Paul Weirwill was a Christian radio evangelist who decided that God gave him the key to abundant life. So he started teaching his own form of Christianity called the Power of Abundant Living. It became very popular, sort of a, I think, an early example of prosperity gospel. And he kept charging the fee for the classes kept increasing, and people kept paying for him. So he became multimillionaire and started The Way International. Got the hippie kids involved, the hippie Jesus kids. They seemed to go for it as well. Don't ask me why. And suddenly it became a new religious movement. Ultimately had a very regimented power structure, had their own military, I think, something like that. They had this hierarchy, a sort of corporate like hierarchy with a military that would, I don't know, go around bashing heads, sort of a seminal Trump administration thing. And the cult watchers went berserk, started kidnapping kids and reprogramming them. But they had their own roster of singing acts that would play Christian contemporary rock, all about Jesus and the power of abundant living and all that crap. So I want to play a record they put out in 1979, one of their groups called The Joyful Noise. It's called We're on God's Team. This is absolute dreck. Hope you enjoy it. I'll be right back.
Again, and we shall see him then one day. Ooh, one day there is comfort when you know those who sleep will arise. With his love in their eyes, one day, one day. One day, no one knows the hour, but he's coming. In all of his power, coming for the call of God, gathering us all. see him then one day, one day, one day. No one knows the hour, but he's coming. Sleep will arise with his love in their eyes. One day, one day, one day,
Stand and be counted. Stand and be counted. are the champions. We play to win. The word is our rule book, and we've got power within. We stand undefeated. Yes, we can't be beat. There's no doubt about it. God has made us complete. We're on God's team, playing on the front line. We're on God's team, gonna win every time. We're on God's team, playing on the front line. We're on God's team, gonna win every time. So make a decision. There's only one thing to do. The team is still growing. God is counting on you. We're on God's team, playing on the front line. We're on God's team, gonna win every time. We're on God's team, playing on the front line. We're on God's team, gonna win every time. We're on God's team, playing on the front line. We're on God's team, gonna win every time. We're on God's team, playing on the front line. We're on God's team, gonna win every time. We're on God's team.
We're on God's team. I'm on God's team. I don't know about you people. That was The Joyful Noise, selections from 1979 release. We're on God's team. One of the many musical acts that were used by The Way International for their Way Over the World tours, musical missionaries to teach the power of abundant living, the renewed mind, and all this weird quasi-Christian stuff that was dreamed up by Victor Paul Weirwill. I'm actually going to keep it in the Midwest, and we're going to hear from the Institute of Divine Metaphysical Research. Kind of a similar story. The guy had a unique vision. Henry Kinley. Also from Ohio, had this vision of the entire spiritual mechanics of the universe. Yahweh took him on a tour of the celestial inner workings of how he does it. Returned to his body and started a series of incredible tapestries that define the whole cosmology. I guess they're like charting systems. And developed this schism. It's sort of like Pentecostalism, but with a unique twist, maybe, with all these beautiful charts about oh, the B666, the Holy Vision, you know, Armageddon, end times, you know, that kind of stuff. And IDMR chapters started popping up all over the country, mostly in the Midwest, California. Still going on. I think there's one in here in the city, or there are meetings. I noticed there are IDMR meetings at the Masonic Lodge in Gramercy, like that Gramercy Park area. Maybe there's one in New Jersey too. But anyway, they are very much in the Yahweh and Yeshua tradition of Seventh-day Adventistism. Salvation by any works of righteousness. Extremely dualistic and ready to pounce on Satan at any given moment. Anyway, they've been doing all kinds of gospel throughout the years. From what I can tell, they only came out with one legitimate record, the New Jerusalem Singers of Muskegon. And I think this is from the Muskegon, Michigan chapter of IDMR. It's called Exodus. I guess you want to call this private press gospel. I don't know if Brother Kevin plays this kind of stuff. Maybe he does. I've never heard it. It's somewhat mutational. Not exactly the kind of stuff he normally plays, but I'm going to play a little bit for you right now. The New Jerusalem Singers of Muskegon, Exodus. I think sometime in the 70s this was recorded. Who knows? Anyway, I'll be right back. Do enjoy. some amazing private press gospel from the New Jerusalem Singers of Muskegon, Michigan, of the Institute of Divine Metaphysical Research. Deep Heartaches and If You Ever Needed Yahweh. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Just going to play a little bit of the Homestead Heritage going up yonder.
Sondra Maribir Lutfulachanda özgəsən ağız eləyəndə az qaldı ki ruhum çağıyam can qalmadı məndə bu nazu nəzav kəyədəyər bu nazu nəzav kəyəd var kəyəd Yan bir belə səndə yar dərdəhliyə inayan dəyişməyə bilməyən bu kəməndə yar dayəmə bu gözəl xilqətə Gözəl xilqətə min razın yaz eyyət Ay, ay, naz eyyət Mənə yey sevgir can al Mənə naz et ayar Yaramanım an ayar Eydar Yar, 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 yar ayar Mənə yey